The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, and welcome to WTBR. This is the Morning Drive, and I am your guest host today, Brian Burkle. And today our topic is going to be with the One Berkshire Leadership Program, which applications are open now. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. We've got Christine Hoyt here from One Berkshire, and Megan Cromer, who is one of our steering committee members on the Berkshire Leadership Program Steering Committee. So we'll get into that a little bit and tell you all about that program. It's a great program. I'm an alumni. A couple other members here at PCTV are also alumni, too. So there are quite a few of us here in Berkshire County. So if you haven't had an opportunity to do this, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to hear more about this program. Before we get into anything, I just want to get into our weather and talk about what's coming up for the next couple of days. Again, we are live and local this morning at WTBR Studios on Federico Drive.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 40s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s in the afternoon. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that's the weather. That's what we can expect the next couple of days. Not too bad. So, again, this morning, this is Friday, November 21st. So, welcome to Friday. Thanks, or congratulations for getting through the week. Yeah, we've got a nice weekend coming up, it sounds like, for the most part. A little cloudy on Saturday afternoon, but it's all right. No snow in the forecast. Not yet. So, I'm here today. I'm filling in for the show because, as many of you know, yesterday was the radiothon, the 11-hour marathon radiothon. And poor Sean was on the radio for most of those hours, along with Bob Heck taking turns. But a long day for those guys, long day on their vocal cords. So I'm happy to be filling in this morning, kind of give them a little bit of a rest. So again, for this morning, we're going to be talking about the Berkshire Leadership Program, which is a program set up through One Berkshire. And we have Christine Hoyt with One Berkshire. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And we have Megan Cromer, who is one of the steering committee members and an alumni herself. What year were you in the program?
I was class of 2014.
2014, yeah. So now, Christine, how long has this been around for?
Since 1997.
97. So, we're approaching 30 years.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that math. I haven't finished my coffee yet.
Yeah. Well, you notice they said approaching. I couldn't do the exact number, right?
Right. There's a 7 coming up.
It's close. It's close. So this will be the 29th year. The 29th class will be this one.
Yeah.
The class of 2026.
Correct.
Yes. This program, like I said, I'm an alumni. I went through this program in 22. I thought there were so many great benefits to this thing that we'll talk about to try to get some other folks interested in joining and attending this year, right?
Yeah.
Because the application is open now.
It is open now.
Yep.
With a deadline of January 7th. So people have a good amount of time to get their applications in.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the holidays make it sometimes challenging to focus on yourself, but we're asking you to take maybe 20 minutes to focus on yourself and, put yourself in a good spot to be part of this program in the spring.
Yeah, and because there is an application process, and it, It is a little lengthy. I mean, I would not too bad. I think we've streamlined it pretty well. But it does take your attention. I mean, you want to make sure you're answering the questions in a thoughtful way.
Correct.
And then there's also the other thing you want to give yourself a little time for is that one of the requirements is you need a recommendation letter from maybe whatever organization you might work for or volunteer with that might be sponsoring you potentially. Or regardless, you still need some type of a recommendation.
Correct.
If you want to join. And sometimes that might, you don't want to come to them on January 4th and say, hey, can you write a letter for me, right?
Right.
So you want and with the holidays. So we want to be planning this out. You've got all of December to get ready for this. So give whoever it is you might be reaching out to for that letter of recommendation, give them enough time to be able to be thoughtful and put something together for you.
Absolutely.
So, Megan, you were on the class of 2014, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about your experience and what you thought of it back then and what you think of it nowadays as a steering committee member.
I thought it was an excellent program, and my initial thought was coming into it was being a transplant into Berkshire County. I wanted to learn more about the area that I moved into, and I thought that I learned a lot going through the program. I had a lot of great friends, and even now being on the steering committee and planning the sessions, I'm still learning about everything that makes the county run. So I think it's still an on continuing education type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because there is so much going on in here. And, you said you were a transplant.
Yeah.
And I pretty much grew up here and spent most of my life here. So even when, and I worked here in the county, all around the county, just like you do right now. So I had a really good sense of this county, top to bottom, east to west, right? But then when I did this, even with this, when we did that bus tour, I saw things in a different perspective. So as much as you even think you know about the county, to have somebody else guiding you through and showing you something different that maybe wasn't on your radar is really eye-opening.
Yeah. And especially working on the roads and being a state employee, that's kind of where my mindset was before I did this. So it's just different ideas, stuff that not from the state.
Right. Yeah, because you were working more on the roads and engineering and so forth like that. So to hear, maybe you weren't familiar with some of the other things like the arts and the educational processes and the health industry that's here and all these other manufacturing and all these other things that you just don't, we all get in our own little silo. We all get in our lane, right? And we're doing our thing every day. It's not unlike, how when people go and they live in a touristy type of city like London or New York, and they're like, oh, have you gone to the Empire State Building? No. And they don't go until like someone comes and visits, and then they feel they got to do the tourist thing for their visitors, right? It's just the same thing here, is that a lot of times we're just busy doing our thing. We live here, right? Yeah, we live here, right. We work here, and we're doing our thing with our families and our friends, and we don't always take advantage of some of the things that are here. So it's a great opportunity for anybody to learn more about that.
Absolutely. I'm the class of 2008. However, I've been fortunate to work with the classes of 2016, 2021, through present. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I am somewhat of an alum of all of those other classes. Brian, to your point, I was a transplant in 2008 when I went through the program. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot. The reason I actually participated was I was looking to figure out where I could find a role in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to a new community, I wasn't quite sure where I was going to fit in, where I could take my skill set and, help another organization outside of my day job. And so that's how I first got involved. Now I'm involved in probably lots of different organizations. So be careful what you wish for. But every year that we get to put together a program, we get to work with a different class. The steering committee puts up some different programming, some different locations. I learn something new every single class. I've been in the county for 20 years now. You would think that I know it all. I do not. I don't pretend to know it all. And so I look forward to it so that I can learn something. Usually it's in the field of advanced manufacturing. That's not a world that I get to visit that often. But those are some of the coolest jobs that we have here in the county. No offense to any of the other sectors, but I am always amazed at what is produced here in Berkshire County.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of us, especially those of us who grew up around here, we kind of default to the GE model, right? And again, this is one of those blind spots I had, was recognizing how many smaller operations there are. Just as impactful. But they're just smaller operations, and they're not as noticeable. They're kind of in some of the industrial parks, and but there's really quite a bit of manufacturing going on here that you don't realize.
There is, yep. And I'm a product of Utica, New York, another GE community,
sure.
So I'm well aware of those scars.
Schenectady, too. I was born and raised in Schenectady.
Yeah, Electric City, right? Schenectady.
Here we are.
Yeah. Hey, GE brings good things together.
Exactly,
I guess.
Right?
Right. So here we are. This program, we're going, as we figured out, we're going on almost 29 years. This will be the 29th year for this program. The application for this upcoming class is open right now. Can you talk a little bit about what that application entails? What people should be expecting if they're going to be filling that out?
Certainly. So you did mention that there is a recommendation letter that should accompany, or has to accompany, your application. But what we're also looking for in your application is to tell us a little bit about how you would utilize what you learned in the program and apply it going forward. We also want to hear from you as to what you think the strengths are here, what the opportunities are in Berkshire County, how you might want to be working on those. We're looking to learn as well, but the application informs what the class will see in all of the different sessions, right? So if there is something that's coming up in the applications that is a topic that seems to be resonating with this particular year, the steering committee does take that information. The One Berkshire staff takes that information, and we start to build a program, some of the sessions, based on that information. So certainly be thoughtful and take your time in filling that out. It shouldn't take hours. Mm-hmm. We just ask that you be thoughtful with it.
Right. Because the other thing is, as much as we want you to be detailed and thoughtful, we do get a lot of applications.
We do.
And as steering committee members, that's, we also want to be thoughtful in considering good candidates are for this class. So that could be a lot of reading.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, sometimes less is more, as long as you're meeting the criteria of what's being asked, or the spirit of the question.
And the other criteria that we ask you to sign off on is your commitment. So we do understand that people are very busy, their jobs are demanding, and so we ask you to think through what that commitment is going to be, and whether or not you can meet it. Mm-hmm. So the commitment is that you would attend a 2-day retreat, which this year is going to be held on Friday, April 24th and Saturday, April 25th. So the dates are already set. That you would attend the commencement, because who wouldn't want to attend the party at the end, which is Thursday, June 25th, and that you would attend the Economic Development Bus Tour, which you two could talk a little bit more about if you would like, but that one's going to be Thursday, April 30th. The rest of the sessions are in the evenings on Thursdays between April 30th and June 25th, and you do need to attend... I think all but two. You're allowed two absences from the sessions, just not the retreat, not the Economic Development Bus Tour, and not commencement. Mm-hmm. But the other sessions, we do have some flexibility because we understand work commitments, we understand life commitments, and that things do tend to come up, like illness, right? We don't want you to show up if you're sick. So, but those are the things that you would have to be... able to commit to.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, it is a time commitment. And I think it's Thursday nights, right?
Thursday
evenings from 5 to 9-ish?
Yes.
Right, okay. Aside from that initial 2-day
The two-day retreat
is those are full days, Friday and Saturday.
Yes, and the bus tour.
And the bus tour, yeah, thank you. That's another full day, right?
It is.
All right. So regarding that bus tour, Megan, can you talk a little bit about what you know about the bus tour in the past and what you got out of it?
It's a long day, yes, but it's worth it. And just being able to see different things that we might not see in the sessions. Mm-hmm. And we got to remember, one of the things that I think stuck out to me was MCLA's, being able to tour the campus up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So,
because I think Megan's class may have been one of the first classes that we had that we implemented the bus tour, which, you know, was meant to give an overview of the opportunities and the strengths that exist here in Berkshire County from an economic perspective. And so it is very difficult to go from Williamstown to Great Barrington on a bus tour and have meaningful stops. You certainly can get to from Williamstown to Great Barrington and other places in the county in a day's time. But to do that with meaningful stops, because we do not keep you on the bus for the, you know, 6 to 8 hours that we have you scheduled.
Right. It's not keep your arms and hands inside.
No.
Right? Yeah.
It's I think you're on the bus for maybe 40 minutes tops before we're like, okay, get out. We're going to do this stop. So it's really interesting to hear you say about the stop at MCLA and walking around that campus.
See, when the bus tour I went on, we started at the Berkshire Eagle building. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of headed north because a lot of our sessions in my class were more South County. Mm-hmm. So that's why my bus tour is more North County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because that is a point here that when we, as a steering committee, we do try to schedule these things. We try to balance it out in the county, right?
Yep.
Enough North County, enough South County and Central and so forth. So sometimes, because the venues that end up working out for us that year may be South heavy, right?
Yep.
So then you design your bus tour to be a little more North heavy, right?
That's right.
Right.
You both have seen behind the curtain now.
Yeah.
Don't give away all the secrets.
So you want to talk a little bit about what some of those sessions are alike and what some of the overall topics tend to be?
Certainly. So the last several years, we have aligned the program sessions with what One Berkshire calls the Berkshire Blueprint, which is our economic development strategy for Berkshire County, an award-winning, I may add, that we just got an award for a couple weeks ago. But so what we've done is we've taken the economic development clusters that exist in that blueprint, and we've developed the sessions around those topics. So we have had sessions on health and wellness, on hospitality and tourism, the creative economy, going to miss a few, advanced manufacturing, which we have talked about. Food and agriculture. That's the fun one, right? The food. Outdoor recreation has been a cluster that has come up, and so we're starting to incorporate that a little bit more into the sessions, and education. We've also added a session on housing in the past, because that is a critical topic and a critical matter that we need to address here in the county. So as things come up, we try to add them into the sessions so that we're having those great conversations. And then if there are experts in the room all the time, right?
Like
we're putting together the sessions as a steering committee, but there's somebody in that class who's probably a little bit more knowledgeable on that topic than us. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, they can shed some light, but we can also guide them into like how they can fit into that conversation in the community going forward. That's really ultimately the goal.
Right. And, of course, another big benefit is the networking that comes from that, right? Regardless of where you're coming from, you know, whatever hat you're wearing when you step in there, you're meeting all those other experts, right, from all different fields.
You are.
It's really open to anybody here in Berkshire County. You can be self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
You could be working for a nonprofit or a volunteer. You could be you know, it could be something, one of the larger businesses. There's some businesses that tend to send somebody every year.
Correct.
Some of the larger industrial companies here, or the banks, right? Some of those are pretty well invested in making sure they have participation every year. It is a really broad spectrum of experiences. But this experience of going through this, you really do get to know these folks, and it's a great networking opportunity.
I'm still friends with a couple of the people I went to class with, and one of the ladies I work with also went through the program, one of the first classes, and her book club, 90% of her book club is people that went through the class with her.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, there are 700 alumni who are, you know, in and around Berkshire County. So you do get to become part of this, you know, incredible network of individuals. And we hope that we can add, you know, 30 more into that alumni network.
And as far as an alumni network, there's an event coming up for the alumni, right?
There is. It's a nice segue.
Yes.
Well done, Brian. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the steering committee, aside from, you know, putting together the sessions and recruiting another class, you know, that one of the other asks that we have of the committee is to continue to build this network of alumni and continue to keep those relationships going. So we do have an event coming up on Tuesday, December 16th. It is at Hot Plate here in Pittsfield from 5 to 7. So it's free to attend for Berkshire Leadership Program alumni. We're hoping that, you know, people show up and want to just connect and talk a little bit about their experience and maybe in some cases reconnect because it's been so long.
Yeah, so any kind of little event like that is great. And I know that it's been in the works for a while. So and I know the plan is to kind of have more of these. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So in 2026, we do hope to schedule three more.
Oh, good. All right. And Hot Plate's such a great location to have this, too.
Yeah, centrally located, and it'll be a wonderful spot for us all together.
And just Hot Plate. I mean, you know, we've worked, a lot of people have worked with them on all sorts of charitable events and community outreach. You know, they definitely try very hard to be engaged. And so bringing something like this in is great.
Exactly. Yeah. Sarah has presented to the classes, typically in our food and agriculture session when it has been, you know, held in Pittsfield. Sarah has been, you know, one of those individuals that we tap to say, come and talk to us about what's going on in your field and how we can all participate.
So now when you're talking about that, how you mentioned that Sarah had come in and presented to the class.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit more about that so that somebody who might be thinking about going to this, they want to get a better understanding. What is that Thursday evening session? If the topic is, let's say, food and agriculture, right? What does that look like for my evening?
Certainly. So the steering committee will usually put together about three or four different speakers who are, you know, known for being a leader in that that particular industry here in the county. So that can look like a panel discussion. It can look like a tour of a facility led by one of these leaders. It could be somewhat of an activity that they're put through, for lack of a better way to describe that. The creative economy session usually gets pretty creative about how that session is run. But it's 4 hours on a Thursday night. We usually start with a meal, which is optional. So if people you need that extra 30 minutes to get there, they're not penalized for that. And then, you know, programming really from 5:30 to 8:30, because we do reserve that last 30 minutes for what we call their class project time. And, you know, that's something I think the two of you can talk a little bit more about your experience and what that looks like.
Yeah. Megan, you want to take a stab at that?
I was initially hesitant, like everybody else was when we learned about it at the retreat. But overall, it was good. And my class actually went, it was bringing the trains back and from coming in through Connecticut and ending at the train station in Great Barrington.
That was the topic of your project? Yeah.
Yeah. But it was one of those that kind of got halted because of the line, not being able to think. That's kind of part of the reason why it's now come up through Rensselaer. and come up that way instead. But it was good because let's face it, how many people in New York City that come up here don't necessarily have the cars? So it would be a good opportunity to at least get them up here, see our area. And
Yeah, it's good for our economy to have to be able to, and our commerce here. And with that program or with the project, it's usually something that as a class, you guys decide, right? The class decides what their project is going to be by consensus or however they come to their decision. And that's all part of the leadership learning, right?
That's correct.
in that first weekend, they'll learn a lot about their own leadership skills. And then they'll have some practical exercises, some team building and so forth, right? Particularly exercising those particular skills that you determine you have and seeing how you work with other people. And from that, they decide what's going to be their project. And a lot of it comes from some of the questionnaire, right? You know, what are some of the challenges that everybody sees for Berkshire County? What are the opportunities for Berkshire County? And from there, the class will, you know, decide on what direction or what the topic is of their program or their project, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you know, then they have those couple months to piece it together and put something together in time for commencement, right?
Correct. Yep. So it is challenging, but I promise we set you up for success at the retreat, helping you with some of those decision making, techniques. Because again, getting 30 people to work on the same project in really, let's say, 6 weeks. It can be challenging when you put that on top of everything else that you're doing in your daily life. So we do set you up for success, but it doesn't come without a few challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Yeah. 30 people working on the same thing.
Yes.
But they haven't seemed like they could be coming together.
Yes. And every year you will see that, right? And it is supposed to look like a real life situation where we might be placed in positions where we have to work with a large group to move something forward.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes that's exactly. It's not always just a two-person team, right? Sometimes you do have 30, 40, 50 people.
That's right.
Have to work all together.
Yeah. Listen, I talk about the steering committee all the time as another class project. Every year, we're all sitting in a room and putting together another class project, which is this upcoming class.
Right. And, you know, and some of these projects, I mean, some of them actually create real change. Some of them do actually, you know, do something that changes something or for the better here in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't, you know, it's still that exercise in how to work together. And everything is always Berkshire County focused. So you're definitely doing a deep dive into a certain topic or two when you're doing this project.
Absolutely.
So the other thing, of course, is that there is a cost. I mean, nothing, you know, there is, it's not free. You want to talk about that?
So the tuition is $800. Mm-hmm. That covers, we use a DISC assessment for part of the program. We do, it covers the two-day retreat. It covers, you know, the transportation for the bus tour. And again, I had mentioned that there is a meal at each of the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So that $800 covers all of those expenses that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most important thing that I should mention is that we do have scholarship dollars available. Although limited scholarship dollars, they are available. So we ask people to certainly apply and don't let the tuition be that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to help you work through that. That's one of the other, you know, things that the steering committee helps to work on is, you know, raising those scholarship dollars. So every year we can apply some scholarships to those who need it.
Yeah. So the, you know, that there are expenses, you know, with the venue for the retreat.
Yes.
The food that's involved with that, like you said,
the facilitators
and the whatever licensing there might be for that DISC assessment, which we can talk a little bit more in the second half. and then the bus, and then, you know, the meals, and then the commencement. And there's also another facility that you usually try to get, right?
That's
so
correct.
So it's not an unreasonable number.
No, we've tried to keep it low year after year.
Right. But of course, as you pointed out, there are some folks who that might be a little bit difficult, right? And so there are, don't let that be an inhibitor.
Correct.
You can always apply for a scholarship and see if that might work for you, if you might qualify for that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so, all right. So we are coming up on the top of the hour. Megan, anything else you wanted to say? Because I know you're leaving us during the break.
No, I think the only thing I do have to say since the scholarship was brought up.
Yeah.
I was one of the people that actually got the scholarship,
okay.
Even though there's certain employers I know will help out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a great opportunity that so don't, like you said, don't be discouraged if you need help.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Great.
Thanks, Megan.
Right. So we are going to make, so thanks for being here, Megan.
No problem.
All right. We'll see you soon.
See you.
And then, so we'll be back in just a moment. Again, we're going to just take a break here. This is the top of the hour. We're going to pause for our station ID. We're going to thank some of our underwriters, and then we will be returning. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio. 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
This Halloween, get ready for a night of ghoulish delights, hair-raising hits. Tune in to the WTBR Halloween Spooktacular with Peter and Jessica. We're serving up 2 hours of spooky soundtracks, creepy classics, and haunted harmonies that will have you screaming for more. It all goes down Halloween night, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Don't be a scary cat. We'll be waiting.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive on WTBR. This is WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. So we are talking this morning with Christine Hoyt, who's the Director of Member Services for One Berkshire. And we're going to talk more specifically about the Berkshire Leadership Program that's going to be coming up for the spring of 2026, because applications are open now, and the deadline for applying is going to be in January. So it's going to come up very quickly. So we want to kind of put this out there, out into the universe, so that it lands on people's radars and is a reminder, because I know there are a lot of organizations that regularly participate, and we want to make sure that it, especially with the holidays coming up, that it doesn't get lost. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. We're going to just do a quick check in on the weather, and then we'll get back on the topic.
Yorkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 40s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s in the afternoon. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that is our weather. That is what we can expect in the next few days. So we are here today talking with Christine Hoyt. Christine is the Director of Member Services with One Berkshire. And specifically, we're talking about the Berkshire Leadership Program that is coming up for the class of 2026 for the springtime session.
Yeah.
And applications are open right now. So we want to encourage people to be able to get that process going, because there is some, thought and some process that goes into it, and you also need a reference letter. So we want to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time and enough time to the person that you're going to be reaching out to for that reference, because if you only give them a day's notice, I don't know what kind of a reference they're gonna one of the first thing, well, they only told me about it yesterday,
right?
So make you want to make sure that it all comes together well for you, because it's a great program. So hi, Christine.
Hello.
Thanks for being here again.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So So as the Director of Member Services, you are also, one of your sub positions, if you will, is to be, what do you call it, as far as what is your role with the leadership program? Like, you're the administrator, you tell me.
I coordinate.
Coordinator.
Yes.
Okay.
So I co-coordinate with Hannah Pimenta, who is also on the Member Services team.
Right.
And is a 2025 graduate of the Berkshire Leadership Program.
Yeah, I know. She went through the class herself last year.
She did.
And then what year did you go through?
2008.
2008, right. And again, for clarity, or full disclosure, if you will, to everybody here, I'm class of 22. So I've also benefited from this program, as well as some other members here at PCTV, like Bob Heck, right?
That's right.
So it's a great program. Almost 700 people in Berkshire County have gone through this program over the past 29 years. So it's quite a
it's really group. Incredible.
Yeah.
And, there's a number of board members with One Berkshire who are also alumni of the Berkshire Leadership Program. And it's always nice every year for our annual meeting when we bring up Berkshire Leadership Program. There's usually some cheering and woohooing that happens in the audience of nearly 200 people, because those who have gone through BLP, which we call it for short, are really proud of the fact that they went through the class. You've gone through a shared experience with 29 other people, so you do have that bond, and then you know that you're part of this group of 700. So it is something to be proud of, and I'm always happy to hear those cheers wherever I am and BLP is mentioned.
And I mentioned earlier that one of the biggest benefits I got out of it was the networking that happens, where you do meet your 30 classmates, and you're bound to build some real relationships with some of those folks. And, a couple of years later, I still regularly communicate with, 10 or so of them, on different matters, because our engagement in the community, we cross paths quite frequently. So it's really good to have, friends and allies out there, right?
Absolutely.
And having shared that experience. And so with that 700 or so people, right, of these alumni, I just want to go out to anybody who, if this applies to you out there, that we are having a alumni get together. Right? And the date on that again?
Tuesday, December 16th, 5 p.m. Hot Plate.
Okay.
And it's free to attend for Berkshire Leadership Program alumni.
Yeah, so a great opportunity to come out, re-engage, catch up with people, and or, make some new connections,
Yeah.
Maybe I'm always finding things out in the community where I'll maybe mention this, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I did that. Or I'll be talking about the next one coming up, and like, oh, yeah, I already did that.
Yep.
So, these folks are here, right? They're all among us. So it's good to reconnect every now and then.
And I'm sitting here thinking about, I think the class of 2022, your creative economy session may have been held in this building.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah.
And you're right. Now look where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How funny that happens.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it was here. That's correct. So, and one of the things that, is part of this program is the first 2 days are the retreat, right?
Yes.
Where one of the things that, they do in that is a thing called a DISC assessment. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Oh, goodness. yeah, so the DISC assessment is going to talk about your style, right? Mm-hmm. And as it relates to work with others. And goodness, I'm not going to be able to come up with what each of those buckets right. mean. But it will give you a description of how you're interacting, how you work. You are asked to take that assessment from a workplace scenario situation. So that's the mindset that you are in when you are filling that out. It is pretty accurate. I have been told I should probably have my assessment done again, because it has been close to 20 years, and I may have changed slightly.
Mm. Evolved.
I've evolved, yes. Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, the it came up that I'm more of that thoughtful, logistical person. Mm-hmm. So shocking that that's what I do is event planning and program development. But yeah, so it's just I think it's always a good tool to get the conversation going. And yes, you are going to find out, you know, who's similar to you and then who is the exact opposite mm-hmm. of you in that program. But the most beautiful part about that is then you figure out how you would work with those individuals,
right?
Not just in this class, but how you would work with those individuals in your workplace, mm-hmm. in your home life. It's always fascinating when after day one, people come back in for day two. You know, they've gone home, they've talked to their family about how day one went, and it's like, oh yeah, I could tell that like my teenager is like this style, mm-hmm. and now I know how to, you know, have a conversation. Or I was thinking about my boss, and mm-hmm. my boss is kind of here, and now I understand, like, I can come at that from this angle, and maybe we can, you know, have a more productive conversation. So it's fascinating, that aha moment that happens,
yeah.
Which is usually by the end of day one. And day two, you're applying that knowledge mm-hmm. In order to move forward.
Yeah. And so what that entails, though, if you're accepted into the program, I think we still do this, where you receive something in advance, right?
Correct.
A survey that you have to fill out, and just fill it out honestly. You know, it's a series of questions. Some of them seem similar, but there's a design behind that.
Correct.
And so just go with it. you know, don't try to fight it.
No. Nope.
And ultimately,
don't overthink it. Don't try to beat it. You
right,
know.
Right. 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 So and what it is. The disc, and I'm cheating here, Christine. I brought my my binder here, so I actually have it from there. And the disc is DISC, right?
Yep.
And it's D for dominance, I for influence, S for steadiness, and C for conscientiousness. Those are the four categories.
That's me.
Yes.
I'm an SC.
Right. And it's mm-hmm. in a circle, right? And mm-hmm. then there, so you can kind of, depending on how you answer your questions, it'll kind of land you somewhere on that disc. And maybe more in one letter or the other, right? And that sort of right. identifies you. And so to your point, what was neat about it was that you do... You know, at first you're kind of like, eh, really? Is that me? And then you kind of realize, yeah, I guess it is me, right? And then you do some exercises where you pair up with similar people. And then
yes.
you have another exercise where you are put together with people who have different letters,
yep.
right? And that's exactly that, is that you're trying to not only identify your own style, but the biggest thing is how to work with other people. And I wish in my previous career that we had something like this. You know, it just wasn't anything that was offered. It was just sort of like, here's your promotion, go.
Right.
But I just found it so valuable. So, I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission, you know, having that thing done.
It is. Yeah. And it's actually an expensive assessment mm-hmm. To do outside of, you know, this program. So that's why the tuition is, you know, where it is. Because you can't just take the tool. You mm-hmm. need to have the tool and then have somebody... explain it mm-hmm. And work with you on that style. So as you were talking about that, I remembered when I got my assessment, back in 2008, and you know that dominance did not exist. Like, it didn't even register anywhere on my chart. It was like as if it was only three letters of an assessment. I just had an I, an S, and a C that registered. But it made me realize that that is something I have to work at, right? And so it's probably people who know me or are listening go, what do you mean she doesn't have like any dominance in her style? I have to work at that. That's not my go-to. It's not my my natural state. I'm actually a person who likes to build other people up and try to get them to take the lead. But I'm in several leadership positions, so I had to learn how to like, you know, tap into that every once in a while.
Yeah. And you don't always need to be a type A or dominant personality to be a leader.
Right.
So
sometimes it's helpful.
Yeah, it depends. You know,
depends on the situation.
Right?
That's what you will learn.
Yes,
going through this program,
or you find someone who has those traits, and you can work with them to achieve that goal. Right.
Yes.
Right. So we are. It's about 8:15, and I just wanted to remind everybody who's here. We have Christine Hoyt, who's the director of member services at One Berkshire, and the topic today is the Berkshire Leadership Program, and we wanted to talk about that today because the application process is open. It will. The deadline for that is going to be early January.
Yeah, January 7th.
January 7th. So immediately after the holiday. So we want to put this on people's radars, get it out there, put it in your minds, because you know there are some steps involved, and we want to make sure you have enough time to do that adequately if this is something that you're interested in doing, especially with the holidays coming. You know,
yes.
So we want to really get you guys going on this. Again, you know, we've got a few more minutes to talk about this, but I just want to touch base real quick. So I'll take a little rewind here about yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had here at WTBR the Radiothon. Sean and Bob, they were on the radio for 11 hours straight. So that's why I'm here today. give them a little break, but keep the show going here. And from all accounts, I don't have any tallies. I wasn't left with any particular notes here. But when I left yesterday, I knew that they were doing very well as far as their goal. So I tend to believe that they met their goal, if not exceeded
it.
So thank you to everybody who made a contribution, whatever that amount was. It's all greatly appreciated. So thank you. Because we can't do this without you guys.
Yeah. You know, if I may, I've always appreciated the work of WTBR and PCTV. You know, it's no secret. I live in the north part of the county, so I'm in Adams. The radio signal isn't always as strong where I am. I work throughout the county, so it's really important to me to know what's going on. So I do listen to Morning Drive, but I do that, you know, using my phone and using, you know, the website or sometimes the Facebook Live version that they put out there. I have also mentioned to Bob Heck in the past that, so this is going back a couple of years, but it was a Hoosick Drury football game that was at Renfrew Field in Adams on a Friday night, and the line to get in was so long. I'm not exactly sure why, but we stood in line for most of the first quarter and couldn't see the game. But I was able to see the game using the Facebook Live version that PCTV had put out. So I'm always grateful to them covering everything throughout the entire county. I know Pittsfield's in the name, but they do cover as much as they can throughout, and it's really a valuable resource. So I'm grateful that this is available to us. I'm grateful for the opportunity to come in and talk about, you know, just the little piece of the world that I'm part of. So thank you to all who are involved.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I agree. This place runs on a lot of volunteers and a lot of other folks who are really committed to their careers here. So
Yesterday was a great day to hear about all of the different programming. So if people weren't aware of all of the different shows that are happening and how somebody can get a show here on the radio, it was It's always a fun day.
Yep.
Lots of antics.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out all of the things that people agreed to do in the name of fundraising. Uh-huh. So.
If you are interested in the One Berkshire Leadership Program, and if you missed something in this conversation, you're just coming on board now. One of two things: you can always go to the video of this, which will be posted on the website a little bit later today.
Okay.
Or you can always reach out to Christine. Right.
That's correct.
And how can they get a hold of you to get some more information?
They can get a hold of me by emailing me at blp@oneberkshire.com. That's the easiest email address for me to give. They can also call the office at 499-1600, but they can go to oneberkshire.com and find the application and all of the information, including the dates that we've talked about, on our website, which is getting a little bit of an upgrade. So that's why I don't have like the full URL that people can go to, because that is happening next week.
So
our website,
the website is
getting
okay.
a little bit of okay. an update.
All right. So be patient or follow whatever
you will find
instructions are there.
You will still find the application very easily, but just go to oneberkshire.com. And if you go there today and then you go there next week and you're like, wait, this looks like a different website. Yes, that's intentional.
Okay. All right. Always moving, always changing, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The organization is coming up on our 10th anniversary. Mm. So for those who aren't familiar, One Berkshire is the result of a merger of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, Berkshire Economic Development Corporation, and Berkshire Creative. And that took place in 2016, that full merger. So here we are, just about to embark on our 10th anniversary, and we're unveiling our new logo, our new brand, at our annual meeting coming up on December 4th.
Yeah,
so that's why you're getting a new website, too.
Got it. So that's another important date. December 4th is the annual meeting, and where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held at the Adams Theater.
Okay. And is that open to anybody? Is there?
It is free to our members.
Okay.
But if there is somebody who is listening who said, you know, I've been interested in One Berkshire and I'm just curious to like know what you have been working on, they can just email me, give us a call. We're happy to register them as a guest of ours. It's free to our members and free to our guests.
Mm-hmm. And as far as One Berkshire, how can you summarize what One Berkshire is, just for somebody who maybe isn't familiar?
Sure.
Maybe they've heard of you, but they just don't know.
Yeah, so we're the Regional Chamber of Commerce for Berkshire County. We are the Regional Tourism Council for the county, and we are the Regional Economic Development Organization. So what that means is, you know, we do work with all 32 communities on economic development initiatives. We do receive state funds to apply to economic development. We do also receive state funding for promotion of the Berkshires. So a lot of times you'll see our ads when you're maybe in Boston, New York City, or in other places outside of the county, because it is our goal to invite visitors to come to the Berkshires. That's actually what the state funding is for. We can't use it within the county, at least not those dollars. But then we do spend, you know, a lot of marketing dollars promoting what exists here in the county for those of us who live here. And that's kind of our business-to-business promotion that we're also doing. So we do operate like a chamber of commerce in the sense that we hold networking events. We run a leadership program for adults. We also run one for high school juniors. My colleagues can come and talk to you about that sometime. but yeah, so we just have a lot of different programming and opportunities for people to engage in how we as a county can get, you know, visitors here, but also make it a great place for those of us who live here to live, work, and play.
Right. And like I said earlier, just those, I mean, I get it that you need to bring people in from outside, right? That's a big part of the tourism industry for sure. But also to remind us what's available to us, because, you know, we were saying before, we get caught in our day-to-day grind and we don't go to the Berkshire Museum, or we don't go to Barrington Stage, or we don't go to Tanglewood or the Mount, right?
Right.
So just kind of being there to remind us about those things too, and the business resources too that are available.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I always encourage people. I know we're always in a hurry. We always take the usual drive, you know, mm-hmm. our commute to work is probably the same. You know, every once in a while, change it up. Take mm-hmm. a different way.
Yep.
Give yourself a little extra time. I know that's I should have done that this morning. But but like seriously, look around and see what's going on in your community. We live in a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Every fall, I make sure that I take a few hours, and I actually drive around the county just to see the mm-hmm. leaves.
Yeah.
Because it's spectacular. Some of the views here are really just incredible. And we just try to promote folks to go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Find a fun spot to go and work if mm-hmm. you can. If you work remotely, maybe do that by a lake.
Yeah.
Cheshire Lake is one of my favorite places to go and bring mm-hmm. a laptop and sit.
Yeah.
So for anybody who has been walking the trail and they see a woman sitting at one of those picnic tables with a laptop, it's me. I've just owned it now. Yeah. Yeah.
So the leadership program.
Yes.
That's the other thing we're focusing
coming back.
On. And but you did mention there's a youth one, right? This is different. These are two different things. That's a different entity altogether for high school teenagers, right?
Correct.
Junior year. But this is the adult version. Is there an age minimum or for this?
No, it's typically been it's been like early 20s
mm-hmm.
And then no age limit.
Right.
Yeah. So we encourage everybody.
No age cap. Right, right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, anybody can come. But it tends to be, you know, people who are working or self-employed or engaged in
right,
nonprofits
looking,
or something like that.
Looking for work, too.
Looking for work, too, yeah.
But, yeah, so we're always looking for really a diverse group of mm-hmm. individuals and, you know, diverse in their backgrounds
mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they would like to do going forward.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Again, it is a commitment for the spring. We understand that the commitment is end of April to the end of June.
Right.
And so, if you are able to commit yourself to that 2.5 months for professional development opportunities,
mm-hmm.
I encourage you to apply.
Yeah. And when you say it's a commitment, I mean, as far as like it's in the evening. Right. So,
yes.
The six sessions are in the evening, and then the commencement is in the evening. But the bus ride is during the day, so it may impact, work. Or even a lot of times, though, people who go to these sign up for this, they are kind of doing it under the umbrella of their employer anyway.
Yes.
So a lot of times that's up between you and your employer, but how you work that out. But yeah, so the commitment dates are, well, let's go over the dates again. So the application is open now.
It is open now. Deadline is January 7th.
January 7th.
Notifications would be by the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
The retreat is Friday, April 24th and Saturday, April 25th. And those are full days,
mm-hmm.
But no overnight required. And then the bus tour will be Thursday, April 30th, and then the sessions would run the rest of the Thursdays through June 25th.
Okay. Yeah. So that is the commitment. But the retreat and the bus tour are mandatory.
Yes.
Right. You really need to be part of that. If you're going to commit to it, those are dates you have to be there.
Yeah.
And then of the six or seven classes after that, you should be there. You can't miss any more than two.
Correct.
But you know, if you can make them all, then that's great. But
yes.
Obviously, you understand if there's, life happens for some folks, right?
It does.
For all of us at some point.
It's yeah.
Just when it happens, right?
Right.
So, all right. So we're just about to wrap up here.
Yeah.
Again, Christine Hoyt, the Director of Member Services at One Berkshire. Thank you again for coming in, talking about the Berkshire Leadership Program.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a wonderful day when I can start it with some alumni. So
yeah.
Here we are.
That's right. There's lots of us out there. So join the secret club, if you
that's
will,
right.
I guess, right?
It's not that secret. It's on our website.
That's true. But we should come up with the secret handshake or something.
Oh, okay.
Which we don't have. At least nobody shared it with me. Anyway.
Steering committee project. I love this.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, thank you so much for all your contributions yesterday at the Radiothon. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for joining us here at WTBR. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you join us every week. Thanks.